Covergulls became a trailblazer in women's industrial and mining workwear when the company launched its women's coveralls in 2014. This past August, it continued that trailblazing spirit by launching its high-visibility long-sleeve shirt made from recycled plastic. But unlike most of its past products that were born directly from industry, Covergulls' latest safety shirt came in collaboration with Science North in Sudbury. Science North approached us to talk about updating their famous blue coat, said Covergulls CEO Alicia Woods. The famous Science North blue coat worn by staff is a distinctive lab coat that's become a symbol of the science center. When I heard about waste-to-wear, I immediately thought, wow, Science North would be the perfect partner to start this journey with waste-to-wear. Originally, the plan was simply to create a lighter blue coat so it wasn't as hot to wear, Woods said. But waste-to-wear also offered the added bonus of being more environmentally friendly. The fabric is made from recycled plastic, reducing the amount of new material needed to produce. Further, according to waste-to-wear, the manufacturing process reduces energy needed to produce by 70%, CO2 emissions by 75%, and water use by 86%. Woods decided to try the new material with one of their top-selling workwear items, the high-visibility shirt. She said that at first she was wary to tinker with a good thing. It is super comfortable, moisture-wicking, women love this shirt. So I had a little hesitation moving to recycled plastic water bottle material. But to my surprise, it is actually much nicer, Woods said. Aside from the sustainability aspect, Woods said the material is more comfortable and has other benefits including antibacterial properties. It is definitely an improvement in a number of different areas. Waste-to-wear backs up its sustainability claims by tracking products through the manufacturing process using blockchain technology. Woods said that every shirt comes with a QR code. Companies or the users themselves can scan the code with their phones to see every step of the process including through videos and pictures, which are added to the record. Big mining companies or construction, or any company that wants that sustainability piece, we can actually work with them to have their own landing page so that they can show their impact as an organization, she said. Currently, the shirts are manufactured in Egypt by what Woods referred to as a waste-to-wear certified manufacturer. All manufacturing is vertically integrated from material to final product. There are future goals of having a certified manufacturing facility in Canada, which would be cool for Canadian companies and partners, Wood said. Want to read more business news from the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. Covergulls is also in the process of setting up a program where the company will accept old shirts that will in turn be recycled, increasing sustainability of the shirts even further. Wood said that she is working out the details, but hopes to have the program in place by the first part of 2023. Wood said that there are several ways women can get the new sustainable high-vis shirt. They can buy directly on the Covergulls online store. Covergulls is also working with companies to supply them with this new, sustainable shirt as they replace old shirts. The response has been extremely positive, Wood said, adding that some people have commented that the new material is another way Covergulls is disrupting the workwear market. It's just part of that innovation journey and thinking outside the box, which is something we challenge ourselves to do. Disrupting workwear is also something that is part of Covergulls' DNA from the beginning. From coveralls grew a number of different product lines including cargo pants, bibs, and of course high-vis and other safety clothing. Wood said that many women use some of the high-vis clothes for after-work activities as well, including running and hunting. Each item was a result of listening to the needs of women working in mining, construction, and other industries. For me personally, what I wore in mining was the coverall, Wood said. Once the Covergull launched, women reached out to the company asking for other clothing including cargo pants, shirts, parkas, and vests. Quickly we realized that we needed to expand our product offering and really cover gals head to toe with proper fitting workwear. Plans are in place for new items in the SG Sustainability Collection, Wood said, including cargo pants and a maternity line. For that one, Covergulls plans to take sustainability a step further by buying back gently used workwear that other women can use. Future lines may include unisex clothing as well, Wood said. And the Science North blue coats that started it all? It just happened that this high-vis piece launched before the blue coat, but it will be coming out soon, Wood said. that just may set the stage for CoverGirls to trailblaze in a whole new direction, providing unique and sustainable workwear for customers outside of mining, trades, and industry.